Our next storyteller, Elizabeth Briggerman, is informed through personal experience, and she has a goal, which is to create a foundation that financially bridges and supports individuals who are moving from a life-changing episode through a long-term healing process, so they can actually just focus on healing. Let's put our hands together and bring up Elizabeth Briggerman. Thank you.
My healing story reminds me of the slow breakdown, but the hopeful healing of our planet Earth. Unbeknownst to me, I was born with malformed veins in my midbrain. It's called a cavernous malformation. It took 40 years for the warning signs to actually appear. I had my first brain hemorrhage, and it stopped me for a couple months. Unfortunately, I didn't grasp the severity of my health situation. I didn't slow down, stop, start taking care of myself. I just kept pushing through. Our planet has been giving warning sign after warning sign for many years. Slow down. Stop. Tread lightly. Start taking care of the planet. Cut back on gas emissions. Don't use all the resources. Don't push the planet to a level of unsustainable. A year later, I had my second brain hemorrhage, still not grasping the severity of the situation. 3 years later, my warning signs reached a critical state. So I underwent an emergency 16-hour brain surgery on my midbrain. Now, your midbrain is the motherboard for your body. When I came out of that surgery, I was paralyzed on the right side of my body. It's like a line down the middle of your body. I then started to grasp the severity of the situation. I stopped, literally. I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, barely, and I definitely couldn't move my body very much. Our planet has been giving critical warning sign after critical warning sign. Cut back on gas emissions. Let's move to a critical stage of global warming, severe climate changes, severe and critical fires, hurricanes, tsunamis, melting glaciers. The list goes on. And 6 months ago, everyone on our planet stopped. COVID-19 and the lockdowns have created some, what I call, opportunities and positive influences on our planet. Species that were under duress are actually finally making a comeback. Sea turtles in the Bay of Bengal have returned to start laying eggs again. Cleaner air, cleaner water, 7% drop in our gas emissions on our planet. We had a 58% during March and April drop of animal vehicular collisions, which I'm sure you can all relate to here in Colorado, solely because we weren't on the road again as much as we used to be. My body went through a huge reboot, literally. I believe our planet's doing the same thing. In my world, I call it an opportunity. Did you know that your brain and your body only heal when you're sleeping? I believe that's what's happening to our planet. All the changes and fabulous opportunities are actually coming out of COVID and lockdowns, which I'm sure is hard to believe for some of you. What I went through, I'm so grateful. It's changed me forever. So I ask you, how will the past 6 months, the opportunity, change you? Thank you.